As you well know, the farm bill, about 21% of that is farm programs, 79% are nutritional programs. Bill Clinton, when he was president, had the largest reform in the welfare programs. We saw the largest drop of people on welfare programs, food stamps mainly. And in 2009, I think there were 17 million people on food stamps. Under President Obama, in 2009 and 2011, he waived the work requirements, and that was what Bill Clinton had put in 96. When they waived that, what we saw is from 2009 to, I think it was 2014, the amount of people on food stamps went from 17 million to 45 million. All right, now we're at full employment. We're at 3.9%, 3.8%. This number up here has only dropped down to about 40 million. And so what we want to do is go back to have able-bodied adults or work-capable adults with no dependents between the ages of 18 and 59 work a minimum of 20 hours a week or get re-educated at the government's expense or do volunteer work. And this is less stringent than what the Clinton administration had. And so we're just trying to get people back to work. There's 3.9 million people that fall into that category, 18 to 59, with no dependents that aren't working, yet there's 6.3 million jobs that are unfulfilled in America. So that tells me, with the high food stamp or welfare recipients up here, that there's people that need to kind of be nudged a little bit to go back to work. And that's when we had the program, when we had the debates in the House, in our committee on ag, they were open debates, open for everybody. The Democrats were in there. But when it came time to do the farm bill, the Democrats decided they were going to make a hard stand and not have work requirements. They fought hard, and their whole thing was over the work requirements. And they said it was a closed process. That's an untruth. I was there. They were in the meetings, and they chose at the end not to. And when you poll the American people, it's about 80% says that if somebody is able-bodied and are getting benefits from the government and they're capable of working, but they're not, they need to work, and the public's behind us on this. And so we passed it in the House bill, went to the Senate took it out, and that's why I want to be one of the conferees, because I want to make sure it's in there.